and out. Breathe in and out. Once again, deeply in and slowly out. Continue your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation, and our world. And we decree our oneness with this power, for we each have been made in the image and the likeness of God. We are all God's children, all heirs to God's kingdom. Take another deep breath in. And as you exhale, know that you are exhaling the power of God. Inhale again, inhaling the power of God. And exhale. Now be comfortable right where you are. Let the chair totally support you. Relax your neck and shoulders. And prepare to be in communion. Father God, gracious and loving Spirit, I honor your presence here today. As I worship you, I ask for wisdom so that when I speak, my words will glorify you. Let my words be a reflection of who you say I am. May I always be reminded that life and death are in the power of the tongue, and that what I speak, I call into being. I pray that my words will encourage, motivate, edify, and build up the people I come into contact with, and even those around who hear my voice. Help me also to deliberately change my negative words. May I intentionally transform them into words of faith, strength, courage, success, confidence, trust, peace, happiness, and joy. These are just some of the positive attributes I want to speak into my life. Now I invite you to join me on that journey to the secret place of the Most High. This is our place of peace, joy, love, and faith. All these powers exist in our consciousness, and we can go there at any moment. So as we make our way to the door of the secret place of the Most High, before we may enter, we must become empty. We must let go of mental and emotional baggage that is no longer serving us. We must let go of physical baggage that maybe someone else could use. We step through the door and we take a seat. And as we sit, we can feel the flow of that God energy coming over, around, and through us and out into our world. We are relaxed. We are at peace. For the next few moments, we will be in the silence without the sound of my voice. And you may use that time to pray, receive answers to your prayers, and to be still. Thank you. Spirit, that you have heard our prayers this morning and you have answered them as you always do. We are grateful for your guidance this upcoming week. And we give thanks that we can now face any obstacle that may be in our way, because you are with us always. May I always remember to speak life, that the desires of my heart be granted. In the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ, we do give thanks, and so it is. Amen.
Thank you, honey. Thanks, Bo. All right.